Every year, tens of thousands of migrants from Asia and Africa try to smuggle themselves into southern Europe, making a dangerous voyage across the Mediterranean Sea. One of the busiest launching points for the trip is Libya, which is less than 200 miles from the nearest European island. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Tripoli.
Every day, scores of illegal migrants gather under a bridge next to a highway in the Libyan capital and sit in the heat waiting for work. These are day laborers, mostly from Egypt and across sub-Saharan Africa. They advertise their specialty by placing a hammer, a saw, or a paintbrush in front of the curb where they sit. Many of these laborers, like this 27-year-old Nigerian named Afa Soraduddin, are working towards a dream.
Maybe if I get money, I want to go to Europe country.
Soraduddin says he came to Libya 2 months ago with the hope of eventually moving on to Europe, where he believes he'll be able to find a job and prosper in a way that was impossible back home in Nigeria. He traveled here along a dangerous route used by so many other Africans across the Sahara Desert. For this 25-year-old Liberian named Ali Abubakar, the journey was a deadly 9-day trip through hell on a truck packed with migrants.
Then one of my friends, he's died. He's for desert. That name is Suleiman. He's died because he's sick, no medicine, no food. Sun is too much, no tree, no any shadow.
Abubakar says migrants like him get stuck in Libya, working for months and years, struggling to raise the minimum $1,000 that human smugglers charge to set out towards Europe in inflatable rafts and small, barely seaworthy wooden boats.
You know some guys who went to Europe on small boats?
Yes, I know many, plenty is in Europe.
And they made it?
Many.
No problem.
No problem. Some he's died, some he's alive, because it's luck.
The main destination for migrants from Libya is Lampedusa, a small Italian island about 180 miles off the Libyan coast. The International Organization for Migration says some 16,000 migrants landed there last year. Not far away is the island nation of Malta. It also gets about 2,000 illegal migrants a year, says Joseph Kassar, Malta's ambassador to Libya.
And that's 2,000 on a population, on an island population of 400,000. For every two children born in Malta, we get an illegal migrant.
Kassar says the migrants who make it to Malta are the lucky ones.
We have had many instances where our armed forces have fished up corpses from the sea.
Italy and Malta have begun working with Libya, providing equipment and training to Libyan border and coast guards to help battle illegal migration. But experts concede it will never be possible to completely secure Libya's thousands of miles of desert and coastal waters. So last year, the International Organization for Migration launched a new European-funded program in Tripoli aimed at repatriating some of the countless migrants who've gotten stuck here. Working with diplomats from local embassies, the IOM offers migrants a free plane ticket home, as well as several hundred dollars in cash to start a new business. 24-year-old Abdurrahman Noho says he has given up his European dream and now wants to go home to Niger.
I come, the organization helped me make a go back to Niger. I'm going to Niger.
With the help of the IOM's cash donation, he hopes to start a carpentry business there.
If I go to Niger, if I get small money, I go do my atelier, do window, door.
The IOM says other repatriated migrants have used their money to buy sewing machines, water pumps, and even a camel to start a milk distribution business. But only about 1,000 people have participated so far in this program. Many more are believed to have died over the past decade on the deadly journey to Europe. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tripoli.